Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and explained. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
We are sitting at ground zero of apologetics training, biblical equipping. One of the bastions of that right here in South Charlotte. Should I say Matthews? What should I say? Because I'm next to the hanging judge. So it's what I say. I should choose my words carefully, because when you're sitting next to the judge, you want to make sure it's right. I am at Southern Evangelical Seminary right down here. Where are we, Judge? And tell everyone about this great place we're broadcasting from. It's so good to be on the air in this palatial studio here on your campus.
Well, technically, we're in the Ballantyne section of Charlotte. And we're welcoming you to the first live telecast or broadcast from our facilities here, at least for now, in the Ballantyne area. So that we're very glad to host you guys today.
Well, it's an honor. Thank you for hosting us. And we've got another friend, Joe Knopp, who is a big part of the movie that you may have heard of called I Can Only Imagine. And I think we're getting some good feedback on your mic. Judge Ginn, we'll make sure your mic is working. I am here between two heavyweights, and I'm just honored to be here on this campus. There's a huge event coming up, October the 11th, 2024. And I want you to tell us about it, Judge. I want you to tell us about the mission of this school, and we'll introduce Joe, too, and hear a little bit about him and his testimony. He's with me today. This is an old-time, long-time friend from Dayton, Ohio, where we have 106.5 tuned in right now. And we're giving away two tickets today to this amazing event. Judge, tell everyone what's happening October the 11th in the Charlotte area. Technically Rock Hill, but just, you know, south of Charlotte up here.
Well, we're just excited. This is our annual apologetics conference that we hold in the second week in October every year. This year it's the 11th and 12th of October at First Baptist Church in Rock Hill. This year, which soon will be the new home of the seminary. We're upfitting our new building down there, and we're excited about that. But we've got a great lineup of folks coming. Frank Turek will be there. Dr. Alan Jackson from Murfreesboro, Tennessee is going to be there. Not the singer, but the preacher. Right. I'd rather have him anyway. And a young lady by the name of Stacy Washington, whom you may know, Stu. She has a radio program on Sirius Radio, but she's also got a television program on Salem Broadcasting, and she's going to be there with us. So I'm excited about that. Gary Habermas, probably the foremost authority on the resurrection in the United States, will be there from Liberty University. I'll be making a few comments along the way, so it's going to be a good time. For the first time this year, we're going to actually have a track for young people. We're just so thrilled about that. It's going to be limited in its size this year. We're going to limit it to 200 people for this time. But this is going to be a very good time for young people to come in. And Frank Turek will be on the stage along with some other folks. And title of the program is Real Issues and Real Answers.
I love that.
So what we're going to be able to do with that format is we're going to have a safe place for kids to come in and ask questions. You know, that my roommate at college or my best friend at high school has told me they're gay. What do I do? How do I respond in a Christ-like way to that kind of event? We're really trying to even with the adult section, we're trying to look at issues that are affecting our culture and giving a Christian response to those. And we've been doing that at SES for 32 years now. So we're really proud of that.
Well, Joe Knopp, so much of your ministry has been to tell the apologetic story and to bring people to Christ through movies, through major motion pictures, and God's used you with Woodlawn, that God's used you with the great movie I Can Only Imagine, which so many people, when they find out I know someone connected to that movie, all of a sudden I'm not very popular in the room. Now everyone wants to talk to Joe Knopp. Judge, it's kind of cool to have him here, isn't it?
Well, I've already texted my wife, and I think she wants me to get his autograph or something
right
before
now.
I leave.
But Joe, what's it like to hear this? Because there is a lot of gender confusion. There are issues today we never thought would be. You have the Olympics. You have people, gender confusion there. You know, people that tested as a male that are entering the Olympics as female boxers. And not only do they win the gold medal by knocking out women, they are threatening lawsuits against anybody that questioned that as a hate crime, as hate speech. I mean, we got to watch what we say, Judge. Good thing I'm with a legal expert. We got to watch what the things on this show. They could come after us, Joe Knopp. What say you about the importance of all this?
Well, first, I appreciate the ability to sit here with you two guys. I feel like I kind of dumbed down this conversation. So for some of the audience out there, hopefully I can help interpret some of this. But first of all, you know, my kids are 19, 17, and 14. And I remember those ages. I'm a little bit older than that, but they are living in an entirely different world and an environment than we grew up in. Yeah. And it is changing so quickly, so rapidly, the questions that they have to answer when they're out with their peer groups would have been like an SNL skit for us when we were growing up. Like just laughable almost. But to hear that in the Olympics when a guy is competing against a girl, like you say that out loud and it makes zero sense. So, and from a biblical standpoint, we all know right and wrong, and we have one book, one authority that tells us right and wrong. So for my kids, I am hoping, praying that, you know, especially with my wife, who is far greater mother than I am a father, but just to equip our kids with the truth. And that's what I love about what's happening here and, you know, Judge's just, you know, leadership in this, even this building that we're in and the future that they are rapidly jumping towards, just equipping this young generation to be able to answer these hard questions that are out there today.
Some real tough questions. I'm Stu Epperson. This is Truth Talk Live. We got a break coming up. Shout out to Travis and Lauren, who work at the Napa restaurant, fabulous restaurant. We had a delicious meal, a lunch with some godly Christian business guys. That was a hoot. I told him I'd give him a shout out, and great to be there. Judge Ginn, when we come back, Frank Turek is going to be in the hot seat, and you're turning him loose, the legend himself. We want to hear about that. And how do you deal with these tough questions without getting angry? Is it possible, Judge, to speak the truth in love? What do you think?
Absolutely.
So the judge is here. Joe is here. Any of your tough questions, if you want to phone in, you can. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back right here on Truth Talk Live. Hang on.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Oh me, oh my, if you could have heard the chatter off the air, we're talking about all kinds of state things like voting, illegal immigration, we got marriage, we got gender confusion, we got abortion, we've got Christian worldview, we have a statistic about pastors. Judge Phil Ginn is to my right, he is the president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. I am on his campus right now and honored to be here in Matthews, North Carolina, beautiful hamlet just outside of Charlotte. Am I allowed to use the word hamlet nowadays? I mean, is that still okay?
I'd say that's still politically correct.
Does anyone know what that
means? It may have changed since yesterday. Yeah. I don't know.
It's not an egg mixture type of meal. Like, that's an omelet. Judge Ginn, you got a big conference coming up. But even in the pulpit, there's been confusion. Mention that statistic. It's very sad.
Well, it's just where our heartbeat is right now. I think the church in America has failed. Just to be blunt, you can put a lot of blame on a lot of people for where we are in America, but if our churches had been doing what they should have been doing, then we would have been in a lot better shape in this country. And the statistic that I was sharing with you is a Barna statistic. George Barna and his group came out with this with the state of Christianity in America, and there were some really hard statistics that came out. 51% of our pastors, only 51% of our pastors in this nation have a biblical worldview.
Hmm.
And that correlates to 6% of the folks in the pew actually have a biblical worldview. That means that 6% of Christians in this nation have a concept of what they believe and why they believe it. And so is it any wonder that we lose 80% of our kids when they grow up in church and they go out into the real world and their faith is shattered because our churches have not given them the background and the foundation for their faith to grow and to thrive. It's that hard soil that the seeds fall on, the stony ground. That's there. And so at SES, we're about changing that.
Yeah, I love that. And this event's going to do right that. We got Frank Turek coming in, teaching these kids how to communicate, how to learn, how to think biblically in this unbiblical world. You know, Joe, it's funny. You made a movie that was quite controversial. I don't know why. I don't know why it's controversial for a church to speak out on pro-life, to say, hey, we're supporting the pro-life candidate. You know, he may not be the brightest knife in the drawer, but we're supporting the guy. And, you know, Joe, one of our candidates for president, the highest office in the land of the most powerful country in the world, when Planned Parenthood was discovered, they completely have video evidence that Planned Parenthood was selling baby body parts for profit. This is factual data. One of our presidential candidates in this country didn't sue Planned Parenthood as the district attorney or whatever she was in L.A. and San Francisco, California. She sued the people that ratted Planned Parenthood out. And so, upside, right is down, right is wrong, up is down. Joe, explain that to me. You made this movie that exposed Planned Parenthood as well, and you got some hate mail for that.
Yeah, I'll try not to get emotional talking about this, but my daughter, I think she was around 7 or 8 at the time of making the movie Unplanned. And I would make the mistake of showing just some of the edits to my family, to my wife, and she'd be in the room at times. So I had to describe to my 8-year-old daughter what abortion is. And you can't. You can't explain the death of a child for good reasons to an 8-year-old child. And I think that says it all. We live in a world where people make these choices without any regard to human life. It doesn't make sense whatsoever. So, yeah, having a candidate running for really the most powerful position in the world, we could easily argue, right? The President of the United States has no regard for children. And in some states, you know, she wants to let it go as far as, infanticide, which is 3 days after a child
is already born. Doesn't matter.
Still
her running mate said the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, up in Minnesota, he said, hey, look, full term, 9 months, whatever. It's, you know, don't, you know, it's this idea of choice, but the baby has no choice. The baby's an unprotected victim. And used to be believers recognize the image of God even on the least and most vulnerable. Judge Ginn, you're a judge. You're a man of the law. I mean, how do you process that when, and even pastors don't dare speak up about that because that's political?
Well, at SES, we try our best not to tell people who to vote for. But we dare not speak out on the issues. I mean, that's something that we're called to do. We're called to be salt in this world. And so we need to speak out for the unborn. I mean, it's not only is there a moral issue, it's totally illogical. When you've got somebody who says, oh, it's not a human, so we can abort it, but then gender is fixed at the time of conception.
That's right. We do big gender reveal parties. And
I mean, and so you can't be human, but by golly, your gender's fixed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just stupid when you really boil their arguments down to the finest point. They don't hold water, but yet we operate in culture from what we want as opposed to what God and who God is. And it's a dangerous situation for our nation.
We have a caller on the line. This is Stu Everson, hosting Truth Talk Live today from Charlotte, North Carolina, below Charlotte in Matthews at the world headquarters of Southern Evangelical Seminary. They've got a huge apologetics event coming up in October 11th. Learn more. Win 2 free tickets right now. first one to email us at this email address. You ready for this? newsletter@truthnetwork.com. Simple email address. And we're going to capture your email and add you to our newsletter list, too, because we're giving all these cool updates about events like this on our monthly newsletter. Just email us, newsletter@truthnetwork.com. Team will grab the first person that emailed that, and we'll give you two tickets to this amazing event, which will likely sold out. It'll be held in Rock Hill, just south of here. Let's go to this caller. Jamal, you are on Truth Talk Live with Stu, Joe Knopp, and Judge Ginn. Welcome to the show, Jamal.
Thank you, Stu, and always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Judge, I haven't met you. I hope to meet you soon. I'm liking what I'm hearing. And Mr. Joe, we met at a coffee shop, so pleasure to get to talk to you again. Sorry I missed your Bible study, but hope to get to see you again. Real quick, I'd like to pose a question to you, and I'll try to be short. I believe that we kind of lost the culture battle, as I think Bill O'Reilly had mentioned, because we have not done well with our messaging. So why does it matter if we abort? Or why does it matter that Christians should speak up? Why does it matter that we follow somebody named Jesus? I'll give you a case in point real quick, and I'll try to be short. I was with some Republicans a while ago, and they were talking about pornography. And they said, well, you know, it's in society, so we should just live and let live, right? And these are my peers. So I said, well, should I speak up? Because these guys are with it, and according to my Bible, we shouldn't be for abortion. I mean, for pornography. So I said, well, pornography, for one thing, paints a false narrative, guys. It gives a false narrative to that man as, you know, what a woman is, and then the woman, she tries to be what she can't be, and then it breaks up families, it breaks up homes. Kids, they get a broken family. So, yeah, this is one of the reasons why we should not be for pornography.
Well, Jamal, hold your thought. We're going to come right back and finish your call after this. This is Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson. Listen on the app if you can't hear us on the radio.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And isn't that just a beautiful thing about this program when we have callers like Jamal that call and ask articulate questions to challenge our thinking? That's what we do, really. You know, like one famous person once said, we comfort the afflicted and we afflict the comfortable. That's what believers are to do. It's part of the sharpening process. I'm Stu Epperson. This is Truth Talk Live. With me is Judge Phil Ginn, the president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Right here on my left is Joe Knopp, who's one of the great executive movie directors of some great Christian movies. We talked about Unplanned, the story of Abby and her battle against, you know, working for Planned Parenthood and seeing the ugly face of abortion. That is a multi-billion dollar industry. And also, I can only imagine, in the Woodlawn and several other movies and shorter features, a resident, a native of all places, Dayton, Ohio, home of 106.5, and Buxman, and all of our good listeners there. And shout out to your wife real quick. Give your wife and kids a shout out. They're listening right now, driving in the Knopp station wagon. Go ahead.
Actually, my wife Angela is, or Angie, I'm not sure why I called her Angela, is texting me as we speak to add to this conversation. So she's actively listening.
She's making sure.
And you better put it in there, too. Hey,
buddy, we're here to – thankfully, she didn't ask him the date of his anniversary or anything like that. He could mess up on national radio. You know, Joe, don't worry about the 200 million people listening. You know, don't be nervous. It's just you and the mic. But Joe, I mean, you know, this was the under – you know, these little pregnancy centers, you go speak at these crisis pregnancy centers. You do a great job. And – But Judge and Joe, I mean, these guys are struggling. They barely make their budget. They're calling. They can't even get churches to put them in the budget sometimes. And God bless the churches that do. We don't want to be, you know, Mr. Negative, Mr. Morose here. But for Pete's sake, Joe, these little pregnancy centers are struggling long. Planned Parenthood's got millions. They've got foundations sending billions of dollars to them. And they got, you know, presidential candidates doing, you know, Kamala Harris is doing these big events right outside of Planned Parenthood. Let's kill. It's a killing advertisement.
It is basically a commercial for all of these facilities, and taxpayer money goes to Planned Parenthood. You know, in the movie with Abby Johnson, she was Employee of the Year for Planned Parenthood. She had two abortions of her own. She worked there for 8 years. She was the biggest promoter for Planned Parenthood. But the one thing she didn't truly understand was that it was a life. And it wasn't until she was asked to help out in a procedure room 8 years into her career, and on that ultrasound, which all of us who have kids, we've seen the 20-week ultrasound, she was watching a baby get stabbed in the belly, and that baby, that fetus on the monitor, reacted just like you and I would react if we were stabbed in the belly. And that instantly turned that picture on an ultrasound into a human being.
Wow.
And she left that day. She's been on the fight ever since. And my wife did text me. She wanted me to remind the country that the mother's womb should be the safest place for a baby to ever be. We all have children, and they, you know, you cherish that moment, but that's not what we live in today. So I think we as truth tellers need to just share the stories and remind everybody that life does begin at conception. None of us would be here without that. We wouldn't be here without it.
You can logically, Judge Ginn, establish with even the far leftist person. I've seen it done multiple times by all kinds of friends of ours, Scott Klusendorf, all these brilliant logicians, a lot smarter than me, Frank Turek. You can establish with someone far, far left that the baby is indeed a human. You can establish that. So once they agree the baby's a human with you, which they have to, based on science, based on all those things, based on capacity, based on pain, based on all those things, then they say, we're still going to support abortion and killing these little children, these little ones. They're basically saying, they're reversed the clock 300 years ago. It's just like saying, well, we agree that black people are humans, but we're still going to enslave them. That is evil. That's immoral. And godly men from the pulpit said, this is wrong, and it ended. The practice of slavery ended, and we're praying that the same thing will happen with this inhumane treatment, murder, slaughter of the unborn. Judge Ginn, what say you?
Well, you know, we hesitate, or the far left, at least pro-abortion people, hesitate to call it a human life. You really have to push them into the corner to do that. But they can't help but do it eventually. At most they want to call it a fetus, but I don't know if your listeners out there understand that fetus is actually Latin, translated as offspring. And so, I mean, when you get right down to it, that's it. And going back to Jamal's call earlier.
Jamal's still there, I think.
Well, and I'm glad that he is, because the symptoms for pornography are the same thing as the symptoms for unplanned pregnancies. And it's God's attack, or excuse me, it's Satan's attack on God's creation of the family unit. That's so important. He created that first. He told Adam and Eve to go forth and create offspring and families, and it's such an integral part of God's plan, and pornography is an attack on that. Certainly, abortion is an attack on life itself and on the integrity of the family. So we've got a lot of work to do in this country.
And there's such an opportunity for grace. And I just love these folks that work tirelessly
Absolutely.
To counsel women, to love women, to raise money for women, to love both the woman and the child,
Absolutely.
The unborn child. And these care centers, the Pregnancy Network, Salem Pregnancy Center, all these care centers here in Charlotte area and all over the country, in New York City. My friend Eric Metaxas really supports, you know, the one there. You know, there's so many all across the country. There's so many heroes that, you know, now Abby Johnson goes and speaks to all these folks. Joe Knopp, I mean, it's amazing. Jamal, I hope we answer your question, but hit us with a little quick follow-up, will you? Especially for those listeners that just joined us here on Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson. Jamal, are you still there? And hit us with a follow-up if you are.
Yes, sir. I am still here. And that was actually one of the main reasons that I became more conservative in my thinking, was the abortion issue. Because if you're willing to kill an unborn, unvoiced, unprotected life, what are you willing to do to the rest of us?
Hmm. Where does it end, Jamal?
Well, and look at the illicit treatment of the illegal aliens that are coming in, who are given fentanyl, who are dying of that, who are molested, and there's been all kinds of human trafficking victims that we are, you know, that no one's talking about it that way, but that's you know, you have a low regard for anyone's life.
Yeah.
And it spirals to everything, doesn't it?
It does, and that's right. And I'll make this last point, and I'll get off here. Our good buddy Steve Noble, who had a show here, he said, you can debate politics all day back and forth, but when you bring the gospel in, when you bring Jesus in, now you have a Trump card that tops it all. So you want to talk about welfare? Well, the Bible says a man who doesn't work doesn't eat. Okay, you want to talk about the family institution, the family structure? Well, there's God over man, man over the wife, and then there's the parents over the kids. And we had a powerful Bible study a little while ago, Wednesday in the Word, that said that when you disrupt the family, you enter in all this kind of lawlessness, all this kind of breakdown of the culture, because you don't have the family intact. There was a study done to where 80% of males in jail raised their hands themselves and said, if my family was intact, I wouldn't be here. So wow. You want to talk about the family? The Bible talks about the family. And if you want to talk about really ultimately what the standard is and Jesus being alive, okay, well, it's like my good friend Stu Epperson said, answer me the question about the empty tomb. So you can go back to how we run our families, how we run our business, mm-hmm. how we run society, and you can even go back to Jesus being alive and proving that he actually existed, because there's no body there. Find me that body. You can't do it. So if Jesus is alive, everything else follows under Jesus. That's politics, family, business, everything else. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Hey, Jamal, before you hang up, have you ever thought about taking some classes at Southern Evangelical Seminary? Oh, man, we could use somebody like you down here.
I don't know
here.
If we need to weaponize him anymore.
I tell you what, man, you're really close to the truth, and I appreciate you calling in. And if we can ever help you at Southern Evangelical, please let me know.
Hey, I'll look you guys up. Thanks for the shout-out. You guys take care, and God bless you.
Thank you, man.
What a blessing. Yeah, thank you, Jamal. I mean, Judge, again, you hear that. I know it's got to be music to your ears to hear someone, a caller, as we cite all these statistics of how believers have kind of lost their way on worldview, and how believers are – how could there ever be confusion, especially among believers, when it comes to pro-life and, gender and how God designed things in the Word. But it also comes back to this fundamental question of the Word of God. In the centrality of God's Word, and I think that might be a little topic there at your big conference coming up, and that's a central issue of this school, is it not, sir?
Well, Peter tells us that we need to be ready to make a defense of our faith. And, in order to do that, Stu, we have to answer these tough questions for ourselves before we can answer them for the world. Is the Bible really true? Can I depend on the Bible? Did Jesus rise from the grave? All of these questions are central to our faith, and if we can't answer them in our own hearts, how can we answer them for the culture? And, we don't shy away from the tough questions here. We've been a friend of the skeptics for 32 years. That's when Norm Geisler founded us.
Well, he found the school, and then he wrote a book called A Case.
Enough faith to be an atheist.
I don't have enough faith. That might have been.
With Frank Turek.
Yeah, it was Frank, but he wrote this when skeptics ask, when cultists, he would write books leaning into it. Like, absolutely. You don't run from it, do you, Judge?
No, sir. Bring it on.
We got to take a break. We're going to bring more on with Joe Knopp and some of these amazing movies and how you can learn more about that. And Judge Ginn, and why is the Word of God so important? Is it just a bunch of rules, or is there a relationship that we need to start sharing as well? Coming back on Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Thinking biblically, this is Truth Talk Live, where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together. Where theology and doctrine, they are not bad words, because they simply open our eyes to who God is through his amazing word, an amazing gift. The only book you can read that also reads you. Have you been in the Word today? We talked about that coming out of the last break. We talked about, during the break, we talked about the remarkably low amounts of Bible literacy. So many folks don't even know the Bible. The Bible speaks all these things. If we would just vote the candidate, all the candidates are flawed when it comes to the election, Judge Phil Ginn here on the campus of Southern Evangelical Seminary, and my buddy Joe Knopp here from Dayton, Ohio, Christian movie maker, author, man of God. We talk about that, but the Bible makes some things that seem fuzzy and gray quite clear, and that's, you're kind of trying to get students to get back to the good book. I mean, it all revolves around that, doesn't it? You don't want to be a secondhand regurgitator of truth when they have the truth right there, Judge.
Well, One of the things that we're very excited about here at SES is that we are and have always had a very high view of Scripture. It is where we start. It is God's light to our culture, to us as individuals. And so we put a lot of stock in the Bible. It is God's inerrant and infallible and very useful word to us in this day and time. And it is very true that we as a culture have gotten away from that. We as a church have gotten away from it. You don't hear pastors preaching the Bible. They give you a warm, fuzzy sermon to hopefully make you they preach to my mild, they give mild mannered sermons to mild mannered people to cause them to be more mild mannered. Jesus wasn't that way. Jesus's love. There's no question about it. I'm so thankful that Jesus is love, but he's also righteous. And God does not accept us the way we are, as many people thinks he does. He accepts each of us despite the way we are. And he doesn't intend to leave us the way we are. Thank God he doesn't leave me the way I was. I'm growing every day. I'm not there yet, but I'm growing every day. And that's what God intends for us to be and to change. And that's what we need to be for this culture.
Yeah. Amen. You know, I was with a pastor recently who shared with me just remarkable statistics. And I just texted him. I said, send me the source for that. But he said he read a study. It did a whole, this basis goes back to what you said, Joe, even during the break about biblical illiteracy and how it's damaging ourselves as we're not feeding on and filling ourselves with God's word. He said that they did a whole study of students who read the Bible for just 10 minutes a day, just a concentrated 10 minutes a day. And he said the statistics for mental health, drug abuse, addictions went down, like just ridiculously went lower by big margins just from reading the Bible every day. That just, it had to just an impact like that. Joe, and I'm going to get that. When I get that actual study, and I just texted Pastor Grant, and when he sends it to me, then I'm going to share it with everybody, publish it, post it, put it everywhere. But Joe, just the Word of God, and I know that's the foundation of all, I mean, the heroes in all your movies, they found God's Word. And then God's Word found them and worked in them, right?
They did, and God promises to speak to us through his word, not the derivatives of his word. So I have to be careful saying that. I'm on a radio show now. But if we don't get up in the morning and study God's actual word, then it doesn't count from a devotional standpoint. Yeah. We can't be listening to a podcast on the way to work. We can't be listening to music on the way to our kids' game and count that as studying God's word, because those are all derivatives. We have to read, study, and understand the Bible. And it's quite that simple. But I feel like we have gotten away from that in society, in church, in the Big C church, where people are, I think, deceiving themselves that they're learning God's word without reading God's word.
Well, Judge, again, we don't do this show for people not to listen to it. We want everyone to listen to this show. And we're talking about God's word, and we're talking about the things of God. We don't want people, we want people listening to all the brave stations that carry this program, you know, all over the country, including the Truth 88.1 in Bennett, North Carolina, reaches all the way into Pinehurst. My buddy Neil carries this show every day. We're so grateful for him. And we want people to hear the Bible teaching that's on all these stations and all the AFR, all the other great affiliates of Truth Talk. But we don't want to tell you what the Word says. Yes, we'll communicate it. Yes, listen. Yes, tell everyone about it. Like, share, post, all that. But take up the Word, friend. Take up the Bible. And that's got to be a priority. Judge Ginn, the Word of God's changed your life, sir, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. We got a saying back up in the mountains of Western North Carolina, if you want a good drink of water, you got to go to the head of the spring. And that's what the Bible's about. And, you know, one of the things, if you talk to students here at SES or to our alumni, to me personally, because I'm an alumni of the school, one of the things that they will always tell you is, I learned how to think at SES. I learned how to think biblically. And that is a key to what we're doing as God's light in this culture. We've got to learn how to think, because it was very important for me. I had an experience that Billy Graham actually talked about as well. He said that he was at a conference in California and was with some liberal scholars, and he began to doubt. He was a young preacher, and he began to doubt. And he finally went up on the side of the mountain, spread his Bible out on a stump, and told God, I believe what's in your word. Now you've got to help me wrap my mind around what my heart wants to believe. And that's what we're about at SES. And that's what all of this is about, is to try to help. When Joe makes a movie, it's ultimately trying to utilize what God's given us in the media to reach people, to help them wrap their minds around what they're really, their hearts want to believe. I believe this culture is seeking. I believe the young people today are seeking. Our little church back up in the mountains has, we're feeding 200 college students on Wednesday nights. People who are coming out of total darkness. I've got people at work here that came out of total darkness, and I was talking to one yesterday. I won't call any names, but he was actually doing meth while he was going to school here.
Wow.
And he knew that in his heart of hearts that he needed to go somewhere, and God got a hold of him. And as the old saying, I believe it was J. Vernon McGee told the story of the little fellow that said, God done run me down.
That's a great way of putting
it. And God will do that.
Yeah.
God, if you want to seek God, God will run you down.
Joe, I think if we hang out with the judge long enough, we're going to have more sermon illustrations and more things to share with our kids and grandkids. What a blessing. What a good word. Judge, you got this big event coming up. I know we're running out of time real quick. Listeners that want to learn more about this school, enroll in this event, and we could play this show 5 years from now, too. You know, this is evergreen. This is just about God's word, encouraging people to know God's word, to know what you believe, know why you believe it, and then be ready to give an answer for the hope within you and share, and, you know, advancing the gospel, intentionally looking for opportunities to share the good news. Judge, you got Frank Turek, you got a whole bunch of Alan Jackson, a bunch of powerful speakers, pastors coming to speak, equipping people in apologetics and in speaking the truth in love in the public forum, everywhere, in their families. What's the event? Tell us briefly. You got a youth breakout where there are going to be 200-plus kids. They're going to get up there. Frank Turek is going to answer questions. Yeah. They're going to ask him about euthanasia. They're going to ask him about where did God come from? Yeah. Is the earth a billion years old? What about abortion? What about, you know, all kinds of situational ethics questions, right?
It's October 11 and 12. Mm-hmm. You can, if you want to find out anything at all about what we do here, it's ses.edu.
Okay.
And we've got a new emphasis that we're pushing, Truth That Matters. That I'm really excited about.
You've got a podcast coming out.
We've got a podcast.
Like
Truth on Trial will be out hopefully by at least the first of the year, if not sooner. And it's all about coming alongside Christ Church in America and strengthening the church so that it can strengthen believers and do what it's supposed to have been doing all along.
I love it. And we are here in your campus. Thanks for hosting us today.
Hey, we're great. I've got a new best friend over here,
this
Joe.
Guy here, you guys.
You know, you and I are old friends now. Joe's my new friend.
Joe's everybody's friend. Joe's amazing. A part of some great movies. You know, I can only imagine Woodlawn. Unplanned, great, powerful movie, very convicting. You'll be in tears with all three. Joe, real quick, your challenge to everyone listening out there about really digging into God's word, really finding Christian community, and really pouring into these young people who are really trying to find their way quickly.
I would say God is present in all of our lives today. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But if we don't know how he operates, if we don't read his Bible to see how he has worked through other people's lives, we won't be able to recognize that in our own lives today. So just highly encourage people to read the game plan. Read the Bible.
I love it. Remember, the Word of God, the Bible, isn't a rule book. It's a fuel book to fuel your life. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, Luke 4:4, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm Stu Everson. This is Truth Talk Live. TruthNetwork.com is our website. We have a free app. You can listen to this program and all of some great programming 24/7. Your smartphone is about to get smarter. I've had 5 people I've encountered today who have downloaded the Truth Network app and love it. And I want to say, and I shout out to a couple guys that had heart transplants that we had lunch with earlier. God bless you, brothers. New listeners on the app, on the radio. Judge Ginn, thank you for what you're doing, educating. I'm going to say thank you to you. I'm going to say thank you to a broad brush to all the godly men who haven't gone the woke way and haven't gone the compromising way of dumbing down the scriptures, for faithfully proclaiming God's word and equipping young people to change the world through the powerful word of God. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, you know, our time is short, Stu. And my heart is for the young people out there. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Our young people are our greatest mission field. It's time we started acting like it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Newsletter at truthnetwork.com. It's just a simple little email address. You email that, you'll be on, you'll be able to join our newsletter list, and we won't bug you. We'll just send you once or twice a month updates and good things going on and opportunities to win tickets. But the first person, or maybe a couple people that email us, newsletter. Judge has been generous. Tell them what you're giving them.
I'll give you a couple of tickets.
So tickets to this amazing
worth
killer.
More than $100.
Well, this thing will probably sell out. It's in Rock Hill, South Carolina in October. Beautiful time to be anywhere in North or South Carolina with the leaves changing. Yeah. Newsletter at truthnetwork.com. Bless you. Thank you, Judge Jen. Thank you, Joe Knopp. God bless you guys. Thank you all our listeners, and thank you for your prayers for this program.
Thank you so much.
Brother.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.